listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A lot of us are anxiously awaiting the day we turn 65, but new research shows many of us will be working long past retirement age.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small has the details.
The fastest growing age group in our entire workforce is people over 75 years old. New data from the Pew Research Center shows the number of working people 75 and older has more than quadrupled since the mid-1960s. When it comes to why, one expert tells CNN, for one, people are living longer, healthier lives, more people are working desk jobs, and remote work is making it easier for our older population to keep working. But of course, there's the money factor. Only about 1 in 4 older Americans can rely on just Social Security to cover most of their expenses. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah has a bigger slice of its population in college than any other state in the country. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Almost 7 of every 100 Utahns is enrolled in college classes, according to recent data from the Wealth of Geeks Financial Reporting Group.
It's counter to what we're seeing with national trends. National trends, enrollment is trending downward.
That's Utah System of Higher Education Interim Commissioner Jeff Landward speaking with KSL News Radio in February. He says that one major reason is Utah's high birth rate. And one of the biggest areas of growth is in technical colleges. St. George News reports Dixie Tech and Uinta Basin Tech saw gains of 42%, which they credit to more investment in the higher education sector and local initiatives that draw students in. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We have some updated information about what was originally thought to be a burst pipe in a neighborhood in Highland.
Dave Fox with Provo River Water Users Association says, had this been a result of a burst pipe, damage would have been much worse and way more widespread. Instead, something happened to one of their manway lids.
Well, it's a clamp. There's a dome that fits over the top of this 3-foot manway entrance, and they clamp down together, and that was the part that had the failure.
Fox says he knew this was going to be a problem, and his crew was on scene when it happened, working irrigation maintenance. He then went knocking on doors, letting neighbors know. Yards and even the street was flooded, all from the water rushing from the nearby Murdoch Canal. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. More than 140 people were arrested across the country during protest in support of the Palestinians. A group disrupted traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge, and roads leading to O'Hare Airport in Chicago and SeaTac Airport in Seattle.
I'm feeling pretty frustrated. You know what? I believe in the right to protest, and I believe in the right to express your point of view, but I think causing this type of disturbance to thousands and thousands of people isn't the right way to go about it.
This California resident got stuck in that congestion caused by the protest on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Local activists are hoping to derail a plan to expand a mining operation in Parley's Canyon. Spencer Shaver of Save Our Canyon says Granite Construction plans a major expansion to its quarry.
So the existing gravel pit in Parley's Canyon has disturbed 67 acres and currently operates on about 11 acres, which is only 1.7% of the size of the proposed new Parley's Canyon quarry.
Shaver says dust from the expanded quarry would worsen air quality, threaten wildlife, and disrupt the water quality in Parley's Creek. Granite Construction says its products are necessary to support the growing population.
There's been a spike in valley fever cases in southern Utah. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Valley fever is a fungal disease found in the soil that can cause pneumonia when inhaled. The fungus grows best in arid desert climates like St. George. Assistant Professor of Epidemiology at the University of Utah, Catherine Walter, says since that area has seen such rapid development, the soil and the fungus is getting stirred up into the air.
Symptoms of valley fever include fatigue, fever, and rash. If symptoms persist, ask your doctor to test for valley fever and then get on some antifungal medication.
First look traffic now takes us back to you, Andy.
Amanda, right now we still have slowdowns, I-15. As you go up past 33rd South towards downtown, you've got some delay on the 21st South Freeway out by Mountain View Corridor. Some southbound delay from Davis County right on the border of Salt Lake City out coming out of North Salt Lake. And Foothill's going to take you a few minutes from the 215 exit to get up to Sunnyside. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A transitional housing complex is being built in Ogden for domestic violence victims.
Well, this is a 14-unit apartment complex that's specifically geared towards transitional housing for domestic violence survivors and sexual assault survivors in Weber County.
Ian Williams from the YCC Family Crisis Center says they've been providing an emergency crisis shelter for a while, but they've seen an increase in need since the pandemic.
There are new concerns about the Glen Canyon Dam and the impact it could have on our power and water in the future.
The part in question is called the outlet works. It's a series of steel pipes that were originally designed to release extra water. Here's the problem. If Lake Powell's levels dip to a certain point, then these works will be the only place for water to flow from the dam to downstream. And they're not exactly up to date. The Bureau of Reclamation tells the Daily Herald lake levels are only 30 feet above this threshold. They're working to upgrade the works, because otherwise the dam could struggle to get the needed water downstream. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
In sports, women's college basketball superstar Caitlin Clark was the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft last night. No surprise there. But ABC's Andrew Dimbert says there's some grumbling over Clark's rookie contract.
The payday for Caitlin Clark and the other stars of the night may not be as big as you think. Clark will make just over $76,000 in her rookie year. Over the next 4 years, she'll make just $338,000. Compare that to the men of the NBA, who take home a minimum salary of just over $1.1 million. The top draft pick last year made more than $12 million.
Yeah, now she's going to make a lot of money in endorsements.
Yeah.
But still. Yeah.
I mean, the NBA players will spend that much on a hotel room.
Yeah. You might be right about that. Comes down to TV contracts, which if they do their job, you know, with Caitlin and this draft group, maybe the next contract will have more money, and that means more money for them all. Clark, by the way, will be playing for the Indiana Fever.
Plus, we need to take a moment and give kudos to University of Utah All-American Alyssa Peely. She was taken as the 8th overall pick in the draft last night.
And definitely the community in Salt Lake City. I think it's really grown on me the last 2 years I was there, and I'm going to miss it a lot.
Peely will now play for the Minnesota Lynx.